This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm the problem, it's me. AOA Podcast back for another episode. Welcome in, everybody. Solo show. It's just me and you. It's just me and you. Let's make a connection together. I have to say, Sarah off the bat nailed it. My cousin Vinny is on. That's why the podcast is late. I can't help it. Who's going to fault me for starting the podcast late with my cousin Vinny on? Well, we've gone a little viral with the crying Kelsey brother video. We discussed this last episode. Jason Kelsey, perhaps, maybe, possibly, definitely overdid it with the crying in his retirement speech. And we clipped that, put it out, and it has just taken off. So we'll read some of the reaction to the viral video that we have out there right now. I think you'll find that pretty funny. The Rust Armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was responsible for the gun on the set of Rust, where Alec Baldwin unfortunately fatally wounded one of the crew members. She was found guilty earlier today, so we'll share that information with you. And then this is a weird thing going on Twitter right now. There's a comedian or former comedian, Nima Yamini, who's got some pretty lavish claims about Matt Rife and what he did to find fame and popularity. So we'll play that clip for you and we'll get into all that and more on this episode of the podcast. Welcome in, everybody, in the live chat. Oh, it's so good to see you all. Mercury, Lindy, Ms. Justice, Laura, the whole crew is here. I'd love to shout out everybody, but we'll be here all night long. Appreciate you guys as always. Don't forget, programming note, we're on Thursday night, 8:30, instead of Friday night this week. We'll do an Oscar preview on that episode. Frankie C will be back with us. And of course, the rest of the crew will be doing, I think, a Blind Top 5 game as well, too. So if you haven't played Blind Top 5 with us yet, make sure you tune in for that. The Matt Rife thing is the most puzzling thing on this episode, so maybe we start there. Would everybody like to start with Matt Rife? I think we're going to start with Matt Rife, because this is, we'll go in reverse order. We'll go from bottom to top on our little, on this episode rundown on the right there. Matt Rife, who just shot to stardom over the course of the last couple of years and is out there selling out major gigs, big arenas now, from what I could tell, made famous on TikTok for his viral content and his crowd work. Maybe not. Maybe it's a different story. That's according to one former comedian, Nima Yamini. So this is trending on social right now, mostly on X, formerly known as Twitter. 11.5 million views. Nima put out this video where he claims that he was in a room with a few executives and Matt Rife, and they said, if you want to be famous, you got to all that good stuff. And he said Matt Rife did it. Now, don't take my word for it. We'll bring up the clip here and let you guys see for yourself. Credit to Dom Lucri at Dom_Lucri on Twitter for this clip of Nima Is anybody else craving a Zima right now because of Nima's name? It just needs a simple rhyme for me to just go, you know what? I would love a Zima. I'd kill for a Zima right now. Yamini. Good name. I don't know why he didn't make it as a comedian with a name like Nima Yamini. That's hilarious. That's a phenomenal name. If my, you know me, because this is the Anthony Downer podcast. I don't share my last name because I have an awful last name. It's terrible. So I have last name envy. So when I see a fun last name like Yamini, I get very jealous. So credit to Mr. Yamini here for having a wonderful last name. Is he crazy? Is he not? Here's what he had to say.
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed, thanks to one of the true kings of comedy, Cat Williams. You know, before I became wealthy in business, I actually had a somewhat successful career in stand-up comedy. I was on the way up. I was invited to a meeting with some Hollywood executives, along with some now famous comedian, and we were offered the chance for a deal at online stardom. But the only way to receive the contract was...
I'm going to stop right there. I'm sorry. Online stardom feels a little weird, doesn't it? Who says online stardom? We were set for online stardom. Huh? What? That seems a little strange to just get like online stardom. By the way, any dope or idiot could put out the right video and go viral and you build a following. Exhibit A. So I don't know why you have to go through some sort of sexual favor in order to get that. But I'm not the one making the crazy claim. Let's go back to Mr. Yamini.
But the only way to receive the contract was by sucking both of the execs off. I immediately got up and walked to the door. But before I could even exit, the other comedian was sucking both of their simultaneously. That guy's name was Matt Reif. And that's Alpha King rule number 799. Just because someone is more famous than you, it doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
Okay. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot to unpack there. Dr. Dex with one of the points I was going to make. Oh man, so we got the contract. I don't know who offers a contract for online stardom. I don't want to call Mr. Yamini, which I feel the need to yell that name. Yamini, Nima Yamini. I don't feel the need to call him a liar, but in order to get the contract for online stardom, you have to, you know, surface us. I don't know. I can't imagine being in a room where that's how. I would have burst out in laughter. I would have been like, you couldn't save your online stardom. I'll figure it out on my own. I'll figure it out on my own. And that's one of the things I have an issue with. Second thing is the timing of this. Usually, and I don't know this for sure, I'm using my imagination and going by the movies. But it feels like when you make an absurd proposition like that, there's a, I don't know, 30, 45 second, minute and a half, if you will, thinking period, or there's a little time to go, oh my, like, I think, you know that, you know what I'm saying? That's a minute long pill to swallow, if you will. That's a little, it's a pill that's going to take a little time. You know, I don't know if you can start that on more than one gentleman in the amount of time that it takes somebody to get up from a chair and walk to a door. I mean, that would have to be, there'd have to be a pretty long hallway there for that timing to kind of work in the story. Am I wrong here? Again, I've never been a part of this on either side. I'm proud to say that. Everything I've gotten through hard work. Not that that's not hard work, but I feel like I'm in a weird spot now where I'm going to offend somebody no matter what I say here. So I'm just going to move on. But I'm saying, timing-wise, something doesn't seem right there. And then the next thing that I want... Dear Lord. Makes me wonder how Jay Symes got this cake. That's going over. That's going over with rave reviews in the chat there. That is going over very, very well. I don't know how Jay Sibes got this gig. I think we owed her money, if I could be totally honest. I think there was a gambling debt that needed to be paid, if I'm going to be totally honest. It certainly wasn't the way Matt Rife got his online stardom. That did not happen. I could tell you that. I could speak for everybody there. Didn't happen to me. Definitely didn't happen to Frank. I don't know if Janine could even stand to be in the same room as Frank these days. So I know that didn't happen for sure. But either way. Well, I'm waiting for J-Sabs to join in here. That would be nice. Where was I going with this? Yeah, the timing seems a little off. Third thing that bugs me about this, what was the last line he said that was pretty, like, feels like it was on a little on the insensitive side? Just because somebody's more popular than you doesn't mean they're better.
It doesn't mean they're better. They might just be gayer.
I can't tell if that was a little slur or not. I don't know if he's making light of gay people or not there. It's a weird facial expression that he has, you know? That's a weird sort of facial expression. This might be my favorite comment of all time from Janine. Can't jump on the podcast yet because she has to shower. We haven't seen this person in a year and a half. We have not seen Janine's face in a year and a half, and she's like, I have to shower first. That's a new one that is also going over very well in the live chat. A lot of laughter there. I don't know if it's a little bit of a gay slur. I don't care for the gay slurs. You know me. I'm very pro-gay. Big gay guy. Big gay dude. Not me personally, but big gay supporter. So I don't care for that if that's what he was going for. But there's a little twinkle in his eye there where he's kind of like, that could also be a compliment for gay people. I'm not quite sure how that goes. The biggest thing that concerns me about this is, if you're going to take on Hollywood, right? If you're going to ride the Cat Williams wave and try and challenge, you know, what did he say in the beginning? The cult of Hollywood?
The dark side of Hollywood is finally being exposed.
The dark side of Hollywood. If you're going to expose the dark side of Hollywood, wouldn't it be better to name who the executives were instead of who the victim was in this particular instance? Because by no stretch of the imagination is there any sort of debate here on who the victim is. It's Matt Rife, if this is true, and this guy. I mean, if anybody in a position of power is offering quid pro quo, for services to, you know, in exchange for online stardom, they would be the predators. They would be the ones literally breaking the law. So if you want to expose the dark side of Hollywood, why don't you name Hollywood Executive A and Hollywood Executive B instead of calling out Matt Rife for doing what he allegedly, supposedly did? Now, I don't want to be like one of these, like, you know, Hollywood apologists, right? Because I'm sure there's plenty of sketchy stuff going on in Hollywood. By the way, and Cuddles could tell you this. Cuddles and I just watched. What was the Marilyn Monroe movie?
Blonde.
Oh my goodness! We just watched Blonde. Did I say quid pro quo? Quid pro quo. Yeah, that's when Russell Crowe offers you something in exchange for sexual favors. So watch out for that. Poor Russell Crowe. I don't know why he had to get dragged into this because I can't enunciate. Point is this. We watched Blonde. It's the biopic of Marilyn Monroe. It was the most depressing movie I have seen in a long time. It was so sad and heartbreaking. It was great from a standpoint of, if you want to know what it felt like to be Marilyn Monroe, for 2 hours and 45 minutes, you got an exact feeling of what it felt like to be Marilyn Monroe. A lot of drugs, a lot of her being taken advantage of, a lot of bad things happening. if you're like a fan of like the golden era of Hollywood, like we are, like I am, I went into it thinking like, oh, this is going to be great. Like I heard there was some rough parts in it, but I don't know why I was under the assumption that there was like a rough part in the beginning. And then it kind of like shows you the whole 2 hours and 40 minutes is rough. The whole thing is rough. Like that poor girl had such a tough life from childhood on up through stardom until the day that she overdosed. I mean, it was just one sad, horrific thing after the next. And you know what's crazy about all of it is the amount of famous people. Again, this is just the perception of this film, which was based on a book. The amount of famous people, from Joe DiMaggio and Arthur Miller, two of her husbands, to, you know, her famous affair, John Kennedy, how these guys just didn't care whatsoever about her level of talent, about the fact that she was a human being. Like, you know, people would run into Marilyn Monroe and be starstruck and be like, oh, like, oh my goodness. Whereas these people, and not to say that Arthur Miller was kind of really nice to her, actually. Joe DiMaggio, Kennedy in this movie, not so much. There was they treated her like a piece of garbage. It was really, really like eye-opening to see in biopic form. It was really kind of crazy. So again, not to be a Hollywood apologist, because coming off of that movie, and again, I know this was years and years ago, but still doesn't make you feel good after you watch it. I know there's bad things going on in Hollywood. There's creepy, bizarre things. TD Freelancer brings up a good point. There's a Scandal documentary coming out in a couple of weeks on Nickelodeon and Dan Schneider. I saw the trailer for that. I was like, again, devastated. I'm like, can I have anything from my childhood not be ruined? I mean, I just found out a couple of weeks ago, and forgive me if I'm ruining this for you, professional wrestling's not real. They're all planning that out ahead of time. That was a big blow to me. I mean, I still having a little trouble sleeping at night after I learned that. No, but all kidding aside, like you have these like wonderful rosy thing, you know, like Hollywood golden era and, you know, Nickelodeon growing up as a kid, like who didn't watch Nickelodeon growing up? If you're close to my age, everybody watched that stuff. And now here we go to find out it was a horrific, you know, child, you know, abuse factory, maybe, possibly. I don't know. They didn't give a lot out on the trailer, but the trailer looked interesting, but it was depressing because the trailer, and TD, you can back me up on this. The trailer was like Nickelodeon, Saturday mornings, cartoons, and all these great shows. And you're like, oh, that was really great. And then all of a sudden, like the music dun, 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 goes to, dun, 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 and you're like, oh no. Oh no. What did they do? What did they do to my beloved Nickelodeon? Remember going, anybody who was fortunate enough to go down to Universal Studios, like in the 90s, they had like a Nickelodeon studio there. And you got to like watch like a Nickelodeon show being filmed, which I'm pretty sure was fake and not real. It was just for the people in the park, I think. But like, it was such like a, like, oh my goodness. Like, look, they're playing games and they're falling in slime and getting the flag and Double Dare and all this great stuff. And then it's like, oh, look at all these horrible things that were happening in the background. It just stinks. It stinks to see that. So that comes out in a couple of weeks. I did see that, and I do plan on talking about that on the podcast here. I think that's going to be interesting for a lot of people. So we'll keep our eye on that. Let me see. Wilma Fingerdew. Does Ant eat some gummies? What are we talking about, Matt Rife? Nope, no gummies. Just kind of a breaking news story right now, trending on a lot of socials, but mostly X, about this guy on the screen here with me who outed Matt Rife. But that, again, going back to it, just to put a bow on it and wrap it up, that's what bugged me the most, was if you're going to expose like dark Hollywood, then say who the executives were, if this was really true. Why would you call on Matt Rife? You know, why, if you were a comic, would you beseech another comic for doing what they felt that they needed to do at the time to get ahead? Because, you know, the unfortunate thing, and again, this is why you go after the predators. The unfortunate thing is you don't victim shame here. It's not Matt Rife's fault if he did this, which I don't really think he did. It's the suits. It's their fault. You know? I know it stinks. You work hard at your craft. You do this, you do that, and then somebody cuts a corner and gets by you. I get that feeling like, oh, that stinks. I understand that. But people are going to do what they have to do to get ahead. You know, you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what their struggles are or what they're up against, you know? So that's why I wouldn't do that. Now my own co-host is alleging a Gumby incident here. And then, holy shit, he hasn't stopped. Well, I'm the only one on the episode. I'm the only one here. I stopped talking. It goes dark. So I got to keep it rolling. Yes. Yes. We all need some JSABs. I don't believe Matt Rife did this. Do I think this kind of thing happens in Hollywood? Yeah. But I don't think that. I have a hard time believing that there are studio executives that go, if you want this contract, you gotta, if you want that internet start, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure, because when you think about the amount of people that need to be involved in that to make it work, right? Now you have to get all the algorithm people at the social media companies to be in on letting this guy go. And, you know, I think Matt Rife was just really funny and did really well with crowd work, and crowd work comedy really works on TikTok. I mean, really, really works, you know? Now I have to apologize to some people because look, I ruined professional wrestling for Neil. He's devastated. Did Ann say wrestling is fake? Say it ain't so. So I'm sorry. There's a lot of things. I have my suspicions about the Easter Bunny, but I don't want to say anything just yet. I'll get back to you. I'm just saying there's a lot of things from childhood that just don't seem like the way they were. You know what I mean? They just don't seem like they were the way they were. That's actually very, very true. I'm kind of discovering that, like, the older I get, like, the magic of some stuff, it's very... Oh, here we go. Here's the troublemaker.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, I've got to... Listen, I feel like it's my job and it's my duty to save the people.
You said duty.
I'm not really, like, ready to go on just yet, but, you know, I'm waiting for my husband to finish his shower and duty, so maybe another 59 hours, I'll be done.
What happens in your house? Everybody takes a shower at night?
Yeah, we don't do it in the morning. Not at all. Absolutely not. There's no time. I would probably have a nervous breakdown if we showered in the morning. Not gonna lie.
To tell you, I don't trust a night shower. There's too much that goes on. Most people poop in the morning. That's tough.
Nobody makes duty in the morning unless it's like an emergency situation.
Yeah. What kind of a household do you run over there? I just don't know.
We're night dutiers.
You like Matt Rife, right? Because he's like, oh, he's young and good looking. Yes. Like old men.
I like him, but I kind of feel maybe he's a little full of himself because I think I'm slighted because of that whole thing that happened with him and that girl from that podcast. I forget her name right now, but supposedly he was dating her and then he went on the podcast and she does a podcast with Tanya. I forgot her freaking name. She's trash, the girl, but you know, she's like a Hollywood B-lister, whatever. So they do a podcast together and he came on it and he acted like he never even met the girl before. Meanwhile, he was supposedly dating her. And it's just like a weird, I don't know. He's weird. But that's not saying I wouldn't still do him. Go ahead.
Standards. I love it.
Go ahead.
Do you think he blew two guys to become famous? I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, that I don't believe. I don't believe that. But I want to do something. This is the part where you say, what do you want to do, Janine?
What do you want to do, Janine?
I feel like it's my calling to solve this case.
Is this the cut up bodies case?
Yes.
We know what it is. Don't we know what it is now?
Well, it's not 100% confirmed. There's a few stories going around, but it's just very strange. And I'm in the center of it. And yes, the girl from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia can play me. I'm okay with that. In the
Hallmark movie, yeah, of course.
Yes. It's going to be Lifetime. There's chopped up pieces, body parts. So since you probably don't know because you don't pay attention to life.
No, I don't know because I'm afraid one of my friends is going to be arrested as the leading suspect.
I've got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
And for the people in the chat. So since Monday, there's been new developments. 4 people were arrested. Today, they came out with the names of the people.
Okay, hang on. Could we set the table a little bit? About a week or so ago, body parts were found on Long Island near J-Sab's house.
Correct.
Very mysterious. People were saying that it was either MS-13.
Correct.
Or what was the other thing? It was like a Gilgo Beach serial killer.
Right.
Okay, so that's that. So 4 arrested today.
4 arrested today, but there's speculation that it's a love triangle. They released the names of the people who were arrested, and they also released the people because thank you, bail reform. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Frank was on this podcast, we would definitely have a fight because I know he's for it, and I'm sorry. In this instance, you can't be for it.
Wait, so they arrested the 4 people they suspect to be responsible for the body parts, and they let them out on bail?
Correct. Yep. They don't have there's no bail for them. They get to go home with little GPS things. That's it.
Oh, like bracelets.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it makes it better.
Okay. That's a big part of it because if the bracelets, are you okay? Did you just fall in the shower?
No.
Okay. That's a big part of it because if they leave their home, don't those bracelets go off?
They do, but my theory is if they know how to chop up bodies, then they know how to go around this. For some reason, I don't know. I just have a feeling that they, I don't know.
All right, let me say, I'm not in love with the idea of letting them go home with GPS on that. Right. I mean, is there overcrowd? Usually there's like holding cells and shit they can.
No, it's because they just let them out because this is what happens in this world now. If you get arrested, there is no more bail. Like, that's why all these people who commit these crimes, not just hacking up bodies. I mean, like pettier crimes, stealing or robbing a store or pushing someone in the subway tracks. They're they're let go. They're let out. But so my thing is, it was actually 2 women and 2 males, right?
Okay.
My thing is, and we had this conversation at work. Would you be able to find 4 friends that would help you either cut up the body or dispose of it?
Now, this is a setup because I can't even find 1 friend to go to the movies with. None of my friends want to be a part of anything I do. Right. I couldn't get them to go to a movie about somebody getting hacked up, let alone actually hack somebody up.
Right. And like we kind of said, we need new friends. That's number one. You knew that. But imagine having your friends go along with it. Not 1, not 2, but 4. So we don't really, one of the stories I heard was that husband and wife, husband found out a woman was cheating on him, and he used a sword to hack up the bodies, but he did it while they were both alive. He didn't kill them first. And he controlled the bleeding, so it was kind of torturing them. I know. That's why I'm like,
how do you even know how to do that?
That's my thing. Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of good comments in the chat, Janine, here. Couple went crazy. A couple went crazy and chopped someone's homeless lover. Were they homeless?
No. Oh, no. One of the girls was homeless who got arrested. So that is funny.
Jesus. This is a lot. This is a lot to process.
Right. That is one of the stories.
I have to tell you, I don't think it's right to dismember anybody, but if there's cheating involved,
all bets are off.
No, not that all bets are off. I'm just saying, if we're gonna give, let's for argument's sake, say 40 years to somebody for hacking up somebody else, if there's cheating involved, I think we should shave a few years off of that. I think you get a little leniency there if you caught your significant other cheating.
Right. Well, you know me. You know, I sent the article to my husband and was like, this is what happens. Just want to let you know.
Gave him one of those, I got my eye on you, you son of a bitch.
But isn't that, so that is one of the theories floating around. You know, they're not saying much because the people who were actually killed, their next of kin has not been notified yet. So publicly, they can't say who it is. But once they do, which I think tomorrow, within the next day or two, they're going to say who the victims were, which I can't wait. Can't wait. So right away, as soon as they released the names of the people who were arrested, I started Googling and I found one of them. And then they actually showed them on TV too, because it wasn't like a hidden thing. Like there was multiple camera crews out there. So, but it's weird because these four people are between 38 and 44 years old. So I just can't wait. I just can't wait for the Lifetime movie that comes out. I want to be like that cat killer, you know, the internet sleuths crack the case. I want that to be me. I feel like that's my duty.
I think you would be great at it, you know.
Right.
Now I have a question, and make sure, I know we got a lot of people watching the podcast. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the podcast. If you're watching on Twitter or X, Facebook, YouTube, you could always watch the show live at both those places. You can watch the show on replay on Spotify. We've got a members area. If you go to anthonyonair.com, you could sign up for some exclusive content for as little as $2.99 a month. Super cheap, less than a cup of coffee, and get some fun stuff from us here and support the podcast. It's my understanding that they have these people like dead to rights. Like I read the prosecutor said there's very strong evidence, including cutting tools, meat cleavers, and video surveillance.
Yeah. So in the house, so supposedly they all lived together. That's what they're saying at this one house that they raided the other night. And in that house, they found more body parts. They're saying in this house too.
Dear Lord. So I feel like this guy is a bit of a serial killer. Wait, but it's right. One guy hacking up everybody, or is it just that his wife cheated on him and he went off the rails?
This is what we need to know.
We need to find this out. Okay. See, this is why, and I'm sorry. I am sorry. But cuckolding and swinging and cheating, and these are dangerous territories to be playing in.
I agree. Like, not for nothing, there's a lot of that on this island. Don't think it's not just confined to your parents' place, Anthony. There really is.
Let me clarify, especially for the new people. My parents live in the Villages in Florida. There's a lot of rumors of swinging going on down there. Not that she meant like my parents' place, like their house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Thanks for saying that. Right. Sure. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that They found these weapons, meat cleavers, in this house too. So, my first thing is, okay, how did they identify the bodies? I'm sure they took DNA from the bodies, put it in their database. Okay, but if it's not in there and that there's no people looking for them, like how do you real? And if they cut off the fingerprints, how do you? See, here's my thing with the fingerprint thing. If they didn't want the body identified, then they wouldn't have thrown the parts just the way they threw them, if that makes sense. Because they didn't throw them and it wasn't buried. They were literally just thrown out like a window, like a car window. Yeah.
Wow.
So... And they weren't hidden in the woods. They were hidden. They were just thrown on a side street. So this is what we need to fix. This is what we need.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how people. Can I tell you something? Before I went out to get food, and I watched a squirrel scurry across the street. Made it from the curb to the other side of my car in the street, then panicked when he heard my car and did a little dance like back and forth, like didn't know which way to go. And then he tried to run back to the curb and I definitely ran him over and killed him, murdered him, cold-blooded. And just the sound of it made me physically uncomfortable for like an hour and a half.
I know.
Like, I felt horrible. And you're literally talking about some dude that's just like hack and throw it out the window. I don't know how people exist like this.
And like not for nothing, it's not easy to cut up a body. Not that I would know or anything.
I'm very uncomfortable.
It's physically hard to do. It's not easy to do.
I really wish you would stop talking about this.
So you really have to know what you're doing. You really do.
Yeah, because I get uncomfortable when my steak is a little grizzly, and then I usually can't get that knife through there. I can't imagine going through an actual person's arm.
Right. Wilma said so many people in the 18andMe or whatever those genetic profile places are. He is right, too. So that's another way they could get your DNA, like your DNA info is out there. What is 18. It? Is it 18? Is it
23 and me.
Yeah, 23 me. So that is another way. But damn. Like, they had to try. The problem is these people, their last known address was in Yonkers. It was not around here. So how they're all connected, I cannot wait. You don't understand. I lost sleep last night because I had all these scenarios in my head. And I said, Janine, you got to stop.
What do you hold on? Let's go over to Wilma's other comment here. Who member for 23 months? Wilma, finger do. Thank you. 23 month member right there. Make sure you join up just like Wilma.
Right.
Become a member. AnthonyDonator.com has the links and all the information. Link in this episode. Click it, commit to it. $2.99. You're set. You come on the show, you get priority comments right there. You can do some fun stuff that we typically do. Neil says Ant killed Rocky. This is what we're all wondering. Lindy, please tell us your roommate is safe. I keep asking, but I can't get any answers. I keep calling his phone and I don't get any answers. So that's why I'm really uncomfortable. I'm really, really uncomfortable. All right, but what do you think it is? Do you think they're gonna find like 10 more bodies?
No.
Or do you think this is an isolated swinging went wrong incident?
I think it's an isolated incident. I don't know if it's swinging. That would make the story even more enjoyable, but I really don't know. I don't know because I don't understand how there's four. Like, okay, so say husband cheated on me with a girl and I killed them, right? I killed them in a, you know, fit of rage, right?
Is this hypothetical? I blacked out there for a second.
Psychotic rage, right? Killed them.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I could call someone, let alone four people, and say, can you help me? I don't know if I would. I think I would try to do it myself. Hide the bodies myself. I also want to just throw them out the window. But that's just me. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, say you did that, right, to your wife. Would you phone a friend?
Yes, I would.
You would.
I would probably call. I would honestly call either you or Frank. You might dime me out because you seem to be closer to my wife than me. But I think Frank would be on my side. Although I don't know, he has softened with age. That one, I used to feel like we were ride or die. Now I feel like he would turn me in a second.
Right, but like. I don't know. So when you read that they were arrested, were you like, whoa, what is this? Or no, you didn't pay attention.
No, I actually overheard somebody talking about it earlier and they said it was a love triangle. And I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. You know who I'd love to slap in the face is fucking Chris Cuomo. I can't believe this asshole is still on the air. Because the other night, he's like, oh, it's MS-13. It's definitely MS-13. It's like, how do you fucking... I can't stand that douchebag. I don't know what he's on, like News Nation or something.
He's a Republican now?
No. That's like, News Nation's like a new thing, or News Now, whatever it is. I don't know. Honestly, we reach more people than that fucking guy's audience. And he's out there with his stupid Chris Cuomo lips, like, fucking MS-13. He's a dick. Can't stand him. I really can't, because that always amazes me when people come out like and they're like so sure of something, and I'm like, how could you be so sure? Fucking happened 15 minutes ago and you're positive, you know?
Unless you have like a connection to... He don't have no connection. No one's talking to him.
Yeah, because he should be... Yeah, nobody is definitely talking. Nobody's watching him, let alone talking to him.
Right.
He should fuck News Nation. I was right. Thank you, Mercury. He should have to do like a 30-minute apology on the air the next day when he gets something wrong.
Ugh.
You know?
Well, but we shall see. We shall see.
How excited are you at all? Why do you get excited over murder and death and dismemberment? What happened to you?
I'm very into these stories. Very. Like, did you see Lover, Stalker, Killer?
Do you need me to answer that?
Did anyone watch that on Netflix? Because that was good too.
No, what is that about?
I'll give you a little synopsis without giving it away. So a guy decides to try online dating, and he meets this one girl, and he goes out with her, and he realizes, like, he tells her, he's like, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship, you know, just like, you know, probably just to bang, basically. And the girl, she told him, well, I am looking for a relationship. Okay, fine. So then he meets another girl and kind of tells her the same thing. And the girl's like, oh, perfect. Me too. I'm not looking for a relationship. You know, I'm just looking to have fun. And basically, the second girl disappears. And they're trying to find out, like, what happened to her. But like, she keeps texting him and like saying really weird things. It's really good, but it's just, people are fucking sick. People are sick. I'll just say that.
Well, you're the one watching this. What does that say about you?
A lot.
I don't know. Rhonda's watching too. She just said that for everybody. I can't watch stories like this. This stories where people horror movies, I don't care for. Stories where people are killed, I don't care for. Anything where something bad happens to a kid, it's hard for me to swallow those kinds of things. I can't sit through that kind of stuff. Like I was saying, we watched Blonde, the movie about Marilyn Monroe. Did you see that movie?
I didn't see it. But see, Paul said that was a great show, Wild. See? You have to watch it too, because it's good. It's.
I don't know. I did watch the other one, American Nightmare. Was that it?
Yeah, that was good.
That was good. That was intriguing. Was that you or was that Frank who suggested that one? I can't remember.
Me.
Okay, that was you.
I just want to know exactly what happened, and I want to know now.
All right, we'll give it some time, and Chris Cuomo will figure it out, okay? We'll get to the bottom of it.
Sure.
We could rely on Chris Cuomo. Are you going to freak out if there's more body parts found? You're going to be like so excited. I'm going to get a text from you. I know it.
Yeah, it's almost up there with Parents in the House 6.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh God.
Yep. But I mean, oh yeah, definitely.
All right.
And let me tell you, if they find more bodies before Friday, because that's when my parents are coming and sleeping over, oh my God, watch out.
Oh, forget it. Oh man.
I'm gonna have to apologize.
Your dream would be for them to find a body at Friday at 11 o'clock at night. Am I right?
Oh, God, yes. Yes. I'd be like, Mom, I'm sorry for the screams.
Does your husband let you read the stories on an iPad during this?
We keep it propped up. There you go.
Does he have to read it to you? Is that better? If he props it up. And read you the story.
He's like, 4 bodies. And I'm like, keep going.
Seriously, I would love to hear from him. I would love to just make sure he's okay. I'll take anything. A photo with today's newspaper, you know, anything.
Oh, boy.
Any bit of evidence would be great.
He's a bit tied up at the moment.
All right. See, it's not helping. It's not helping the situation.
Nope.
Did you check your backyard for body parts since he was just flinging it out a car window, it seems?
Yeah, exactly. No, but I'm curious to know how many inches the penis was. That's what I really... Because they did chop off the penis. That's a fact.
Well, how many people did they chop up?
2 people, 4 2 got people. Arrested.
God, okay. I got confused there for a second. Like, 4 people got chopped up. But no, 2 people got chopped up. Okay. So it was the wife and the guy she was cheating with.
Yes, but here's my theory about the penis chopping. Because, okay, so if you chop a body, it's obviously because you want to dispose of the parts. And it's like a body's big, so you want to chop it up for it to be smaller. Okay, fine. If you chop off a penis, that means someone did something with that penis that they weren't supposed to do. And that's why it's off. Because you could leave the torso with the penis. You don't have to chop it off, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
I have to tell you, cheating, this is another thing that's really starting to fascinate me lately. Nothing good can come, like, nothing good can come of it. It's such a momentary little thing, you know?
Right.
I just, the amount of lives you can destroy with one just stupid for 4.5 minute act is beyond me.
Right. 4.5 minutes.
Well, on a good night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
I just don't know. Like, I you know, you hear all these crazy stories and then you hear somebody got chopped up for it and you're like, yeah, that's about right.
Right. Exactly.
That's about right.
Makes sense.
All right. Anything else on this, or is that it? Are we going to have an update tomorrow, you think?
God, I hope so. I'll green screen myself.
All right. All right, are you hanging to the rest of the topics, or are you going to just eke out the door whenever you feel the need?
Oh, my God, you only did one?
That was it. I started with Matt Rife.
Oh, well, you know what? Husband's out of the shower now, only an hour later, you know, so. That's it. I just wanted to give my 2 cents.
All right.
Plus, I kind of wanted to see if there's any more videos or news articles.
Did you read some of the comments on the Crying Kelsey video that we put out?
Oh, I didn't.
Some of them are a little out there.
Oh, really?
Here's what I learned. People are, and you, again, Janine, you leave whenever you need to.
Okay.
People are mean. Mean-spirited.
Yeah, they really are. I don't think it was nice that they laughed at him. I mean, that's like a, I truly did think it's whatchamacallit moment.
And, oh, no, I laughed at him. I was saying the people that were mean to me. That's what I was pointing out.
Mean to you.
People were mean to me for being mean to him, and I don't really care for it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I'm gonna read some of these. Why, you think he was, you don't think he overdid it with the crying? He cried for 45 minutes.
Ah,
that was a lot of crying.
I don't know, because, like, I know, like, when it's like an emotional subject, I can't stop crying. And I'm like, oh my God, snap out of it. Can't do it. Just can't do it.
Do you cry a lot? I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Really?
I'm trying to think. And there was that one time when the homeless guy went missing by your house. No,
not
I don't
the
think
hot one.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry. Although, wait, do I remember you sharing? No, you shared a picture with us. You were crying over some TV show or something.
Oh yeah, Shameless. And then I kept watching the ending to make myself cry more again. And I'm like, okay, why am I doing this? No, I am. I cry a lot over TV shows and movies, and then I try to hide it from my husband, even though I'm sitting right next to him, and I'll pull the blanket up like so he can't see my face, and he's like, I know you're crying. You realize that, right? Like, you didn't just start sniffling.
But you're a girl, so it's okay to cry. For men, it's not okay to cry. Just kidding. Relax, people. People got really mad at me for saying that.
Here's the thing. Because I worked with a male who was a crier, and that was not good. That, like, one day after crying at his... He was crying at his desk for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours of a male crying.
For what? What happened to him?
And my life. My life is just in shambles.
Oh, God, really?
He was going through a tough time. Okay, fine. But, oh, God, I got up and I said, you need to come with me outside right now. And then I swear I thought it was on a hidden camera show because he was like, can you take me to Dunkin' Donuts? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he was crying in Dunkin' Donuts while they were taking my order. And the lady was looking at me and it was almost like I could tell. She's like, did you make him cry like this? And I'm like, oh, God, no. So, yeah, no. But I get it. When a males are not supposed to cry, you know, quote unquote, but they do. I don't think as much as girls, though, which is true. And that's
fine. Well, I said men shouldn't cry, and that I'm clearly joking about that. But I'm not joking about the amount of crying that he did over his football career. Because, if that amount of crying should be reserved for I've lost a loved one. Okay. Reason to cry.
Right.
Okay to cry here. You know, but you're retired. I can't believe this guy cried, made you take him to Dunkin' Donuts, and then cried some more. That's horrifically embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm surprised you didn't know that. Mm-mm.
That's awful.
I really thought I was on, like, Impractical Jokers or something, because I was like, this can't be true, right? I really looked around, like, where's the camera? Because this can't be real.
So, even a Boston cream donut didn't turn it around for him?
No.
That's surprising, because I'll always smile over a Boston cream.
Or Frank's favorite, a plain. Ugh.
Frank likes plain. A plain donut?
Or old-fashioned.
I'm not going to lie to you. I love an old-fashioned with some coffee. To dunk that in coffee?
Mm. Ew, must be so soggy.
And moist.
Ugh.
I've strung together 3 days of eating healthy, and I'm starting to get into that delirious phase of just literally stopping and daydreaming about donuts and cakes
and stuffing your face with just that kind of stuff.
The idea, I know you look down on Frank for the old fashioned, but I don't even want to tell you what I would do to somebody for an old fashioned and a cup of coffee right now.
Dismember them and throw their body parts out the window.
Easily. Remember all that stuff before? I was like, I don't know how somebody would do that. Now, right. I'm like, I would cut somebody's arm off for a fucking donut right now. Oh my God.
Hell hath no fury like a donut scorned.
Oh, because you can't really dunk another donut outside of an old fashioned. That's really it.
I mean, I guess I would try it just to see, but I'm not into dunking things.
That's right. I forgot. You don't like soggy things.
No, I don't. Ugh. No, thanks.
Oh, you're missing out. Not even an Oreo cookie? We've talked about this already.
Yeah, no. That's gross.
Mm.
I know. I have problems.
You do. You do. All right, so here are some of the comments that came in from Katie. You guys suck for this. That's hurtful.
Oh, because you were saying, you were kind of making fun of him. So now people are mad at you for saying stuff about him crying.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nobody in Philadelphia loves us anymore. Sarah wrote, as someone from Philly, Jason is the face of the Eagles and this city. He is beloved, and I'm grateful he went out the way he did and paid tribute to the city that loves him. Yeah, listen, I can understand that, but as a Giants fan and a New Yorker, he can go fuck himself. I could, you know.
Right.
I don't care for that shit.
Who's going to guess that all the people who wrote this are liberals?
All the people that wrote what?
The comments are liberals.
Oh, there's
and
a lot
or,
of them.
And or have 2 or 3 boosters.
There was a lot. There was, yeah, yeah. And I feel like we, you know, obviously whenever a video goes viral, we gain all new followers. I feel like most of them were Republicans. I just don't know why.
Oh, come on. Okay, I do. Frank. I thought Frank wasn't on the show tonight.
Well, no, but I'm saying I think people like the fact that we were like, stop being a crybaby.
Oh, I guess. Oh, okay.
You know what
maybe
I mean?
Maybe that is. Yes, that is a Republican way, right?
Yeah. I hear this is what Mary said on TikTok. Jason's speech was iconic. He loves the game. It was a perfect amount of crying. Jason is a real man for pouring out his feelings. Couple things with this comment. For a speech like Martin Luther King's Junior's speech, MLK Jr.'s speech is iconic. Jason Kelce crying his way through a retirement press conference is not iconic.
Yeah, no, that's no.
Am I the only one who feels like I've lost my mind and that like I'm in an alternate universe right now? People are calling his crying speech iconic. Yeah, 4 score and say that's a fucking that's iconic. You know?
Right.
Ask not what you could do for your country, what your country could do for you. Ask, you know, what you could do for your country. That's iconic. One small step for man. What? That's iconic. Not this blithering idiot crying his eyes out because he's not playing football anymore. I'm sorry. I, you know, nothing against Mary, who spells her name with an I, which I do have a little problem with.
Oh, God. Of course, you're going to be like, yeah, that's not... Mm-mm.
I'm going to change my name to Anthony with an I just to be just so I can tell people actually it's with an I because that's all people who do that want to do. Sorry, Mary. Let me apologize to Mary. That's uncalled for. She's probably lovely. She's probably
with
fantastic.
An I.
Mary with an I. This guy, Jeff, I like this comment. It's his last time at the podium. You not sports playing dick.
He's right. He's right.
I love that comment. That's true. Although I did, as I had to remind several people, I did play 2 years of high school hockey. Okay. So
yeah,
I know
okay.
exactly what he's going through. Okay.
Right.
And it's not his last time at the podium. This guy's going to be in front of a microphone for the rest of his life. He's going to make plenty of money. Nobody needs to worry about Jason Kelce, you know? Let me see here. Toxic masculinity shows why you're there and he's at the top. Again, it's just jokes. You know, yeah. I don't know how some people are
really
like,
mad.
Oh my God. And this one person, Lacey writes, even if this is a joke, it's not funny. Therefore, not a joke. Even creating this narrative is so toxic. It's just a podcast.
Oh my God.
Stop. It's just a podcast. It's not.
All right.
I mean, people get so upset over the littlest, stupidest things. Like,
right.
You right. know, it's just a joke. And where would you be without humor? Like people are so quick to throw away humor for offense. It's beyond me. I just don't understand it.
Well, I know that. Right. Like, I'm sure people are going to get mad at my hacking jokes. Oh, well, it's a joke.
Yeah. When did people like opt out of fun?
I'm not going to say when, because then I'll get.
When Joe Biden got elected, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
No teabagging. I'm looking at the comments now.
The ones on so on Facebook, it went super viral, and those are up there.
Unfortunately, I have to leave now. Go see ahead. I'm actually telling you that I'm leaving.
Go ahead. Oh, that's classy of you. I'm not used to it.
Now I have to go look at these while I'm on the shitter. Bye.
All right. Mason on Facebook, I'm in tears because first thinking you can't show emotion like you're some big tough guy, then putting toxic masculinity into a podcast where you're gossiping about another man. I'm speechless. You're such a brave inspiration of what a strong man looks like. But can we not even joke about toxic masculinity anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other funny thing too. Like, this comes, like, a video like this goes viral, and then nobody knows who you are. Like, the people who everybody who watches this show, listens to the show often, you pretty much get a sense there's no toxic masculinity coming from your old pal Ant here, right? But I'm not afraid to joke about everything. I'm not afraid to tease a guy for crying on a podium. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I tease people a little bit. Like I said, growing up where I came from, you only tease people you like or you have some admiration for. You know, people that you can't stand or you feel, you know, bad about, you don't go near those people. So to joke around about something like that, I mean, I literally say there's too many tears, just like there's too many chocolate chips in a chocolate chip cookie. Although I'm not joking about that. I really did mean that. That's out of control. That has gotten out of hand. Hat tip to Kaylin for bringing up our legalized comedy philosophy. Yes. Yes. Comedy should be legalized, damn it. It really should. By the way, we do have a legalized comedy shirt in the merch store right now. If you'd like to grab one of those and show some love and support, that's always appreciated. The legalized comedy shirt is one of my absolute faves. Boom, there it is. Pretty affordable too these days, $22.99. Oh, look at this, 20% off right now on the store when you use the promo code OLDMEN at checkout. How nice is that? Legalized comedy. You need to get a couple. Oh, I'm sorry. I realize you guys aren't seeing what I'm seeing. Hold on. Let me put this over here where it belongs. Boom. Legalized comedy. $22.99. There you go. There you go. Thank you, Kaylin, for bringing that up. Yeah, these people that are like, you can't joke about this. Can't say that. This one guy had a great, I'm trying to find this one line, but now it's, I should have saved it. Damn, it was so good. No, I'm gonna regret it. Again, don't forget, guys, to subscribe to the podcast. Shoot on over to YouTube, subscribe there, on Facebook. This way you know when we go live. You, of course, can follow us on X or Twitter. It's always good there, but I like the Facebook and the YouTube the best. Plus, we have the members area in the YouTube area, so that's always the best place to watch the show. If you want to watch on the replay or listen, take it with you as you go. We're on Spotify as well. We were one of the first podcasts after Joe Rogan to be invited to do video on Spotify. So we're pretty proud of that little achievement. One guy, I can't find it now, but one guy was like, these two bald 30-year-olds shouldn't be talking about Jason Kelce, which I found so much joy in that comment. Because first of all, for you to assume that I'm 30 is the greatest compliment that I've received in the last 2 years, because ever since I've turned 40, I have felt like such an old piece of shit. So for somebody, even though quite harshly they were calling me an asshole, mentioned that I was 30, I did appreciate that. I did appreciate that. Balding, though, however, not so much. Now, Frank is not balding. He does have a high hairline, which I know he's a little sensitive about. But I think that's even a bigger insult for me, because my hairline is in, I would say, a normal spot. But I think he's assuming that I have a bald spot in the back, which is a pretty big assumption and very insulting, if you ask me. So even though he didn't know he was paying me a compliment by calling me a 30-year-old bald asshole, that was half compliment and half super insult, if you know what I mean. But I would argue, you know, for all the people saying toxic masculinity, that this is the opposite of toxic masculinity. We should be able to joke about, you know, shit like this. Like, we should be able to laugh at it. Am I wrong? We should be able to poke fun and, you know, and laugh at somebody for crying, and they should be able to laugh at it too. That's not toxic masculinity. You know, that's, I don't even know what. Masculinity freedom, you ask me. Free it out. Let's talk about it. Let's make some fun of it. Let's get some laughs going. You know, that's where it's at. This whole idea of just praise him for crying. Why can't we poke fun at him? Now, if he was crying for good reason, now listen, I was joking around, but I, you know, Frank asked me, what's the good amount of crying? I said he could shed a tear. He could cry. He can get choked up. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But we all, I mean, let's all be honest with each other. He literally cried. If I clocked it, I bet you that was at least 7 or 8 minutes of just crying. I mean, if you're in that room and somebody's just crying, like Janine said, her coworker is just crying. Yeah, it's awkward. You know, that's just a little bit of an awkward situation. Like, all right, let's get a donut. Let's get this figured out. And I don't know about you, but when somebody cries, you try and make them laugh. That's always, right? The opposite of crying is laughing. That's where you got to go with some of these things. Yeah, poke fun at somebody for that kind of stuff. I don't know. Neil makes a good point. There's no crying about hairlines, nor should there be. Don't cry over the bald comment. I am kind of belly aching. Passion Pixie, I knew, Aunt, you were joking. At least you got a 30 out of it. It was nice. I'm not going to lie to you. He was like, these two bald 30-year-old assholes. And I was like, what a fucking, oh, that's nice, though. That's really nice of him to say that I was 30. Do I look 30? Because I could use a compliment. Thanks, Robin, for this. Don't forget to ring the bell. Get them notifications on YouTube. Super important. Don't testify, Aunt. It was a joke, and the people that can't take a joke can kick rocks. I have to tell you, the older in my 30s I get, I do love the phrase kick rocks. That's a great, great phrase. You know, it's really one of my favorite phrases. I do love it. But gone are the days where people just go, oh, that's, yeah, all right. He does it. Like, can't we say somebody deserved a ribbing? Where'd that go? Do you know what I mean? I just would love to be like, oh, I like this, kicking rocks in emoji style. it would just be nice to be like, yeah, okay. And there was a lot of people that said that, like, yeah, you know what? That was a little much. That was a bit much crying for the end of a football career. Again, you could be sad, Jason and Travis's mom was crying. That's okay. Cause kids will get you to cry. That's okay. Travis crying was a bit much for me. Cause it's not even happening to you. And also you're with Taylor Swift. You have no reason to feel any sort of bad emotion ever. Travis Kelce shouldn't be allowed to cry or complain or anything. This man has hit the lottery 20 million times over. Star football career, multiple championships. His brother's a good guy, great player. His mom's happy and healthy with endorsement deals of her own. And he's dating Taylor Swift. I mean, that you just, to cry is an insult to the rest of us. Am I wrong? Am I wrong, people? So for the people that I did offend, I don't know. Should I apologize? Would you guys feel better if I cried here? Would that help? Because I don't really, I mean, I could try. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry for everybody. Am I crying? Is that good? Did I do it? Can't really see these monitors. How do you do it? I don't even know how it works. Do you push? Is it like going to the bathroom? What happens? I don't know how it all works. Oh, I think I feel it coming. Nah. Mercury, be careful not to fart. I think I might have sharted on that last one. I don't understand. I'm out here crying my eyes out, and I get no respect. Jason Kelce can go on a 40-minute sob spree, and everybody loves him. What am I missing? What am I missing here? Anything? Hold on. Let me see. Let me get a tissue. Let me get a Kleenex. That seems to work. Everybody who cries seems to hold a Kleenex. Now that's dry. Here's what I just noticed. Tissues are kind of gross. What are those like specks in there? Anybody else see this? Are you kind of like seeing? Oh, it's kind of hard to see on the camera side. Well, anyway, I don't know. I don't trust tissues. You ever get a tissue or a piece of toilet paper and there's just that one random little tiny brown splotch? What is that? What is that? That makes me so uncomfortable. I don't care for when you pull that little, and then all of a sudden there's, I don't like any imperfections in my tissues or toilet paper. Do you know what I mean? Exactly, Wilma, because I feel like it's unbleached recycled dookie. That's exactly what I feel like it is, and I fear it so much. And it makes me very uncomfortable when there's, I know they say diamonds are supposed to be perfect and unscathed, but I think we should put more importance on toilet paper being without flaw, because that's really, you know, that's really a problem. Kaylin, what kind of toilet paper are you using? I don't know. Whatever the BJ's has, to be totally honest with you. I wish I had classier toilet paper. I don't. I'm not sure. Am I alone on that? Does anybody else, you ever see just a random I mean, people are probably like, "He, what are you looking at toilet paper for? Just pull it, swipe it, and move on with your life, man." I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me. The armor on the Rust movie got found guilty, so she's just facing up to 18 years. That's the last story. That's it. That's a podcast, my friends. That's all I got left in me. I'm totally dry. I've cried out all the tears that I could. It's over. I'm a little sad that it's over. I think I'll cry some more now that I'm into this kind of thing. I don't know. No Angel Soft for you. Gotta love a good Angel Soft. I really do. Kirkland toilet paper is the shit. That's like razor blades, man. I need angels. I need an angel involved or a unicorn of some kind. There needs to be fluffy pillows and bears on the wrapper of my toilet paper or else I don't use it. I do not use it. I appreciate all the comments and the new followers and everybody. Again, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. YouTube, Facebook, ring the bell, all that stuff. Follow us on Spotify. Always great to leave a review. I think the most important thing is become a member. For as low as $2.99, you could join the podcast and get exclusive access to our members-only area, which comes with a lot of fun perks. Look it up. Check it out. AnthonyOnAir.com for more info there. Special week. We're back tomorrow instead of Friday.
Show me potato salad.
See you guys tomorrow.
Maybe we should go now.
Go ahead.